So the Tokio Marine would not quote us the same deductibles as what you had, so I got options out of MOPERM looking at that. You guys have historically had very low deductibles, around $5,000 for the liability claims, which you rarely have a claim in that. And my concern is your loss history that you guys have as you accrue that. Usually a carrier, when we go to shop it or look around for you, they want that loss history going back 5 years. And so we have to tell them of any claims that have been filed with the carrier. Hence, having a low deductible, you show more than the average client may, because most of those are in a $10,000, $15,000, $25,000 range. And I would suggest that we can look at that in the future and change that whenever we like. But right now, if you wanted to leave them the same, Traveler's bid at that lower rate is the same deductibles as what you have with MOPERM. So today, what you could just decide on is if you want to stay with MOPERM or you want to look at going with Travelers or Tokio Marine HCC, and we could address the deductibles now, but it's my recommendation that to keep things simple, if you wanted for right now, you could just look at the deductibles staying the same. The other two things that I wanted to point out to you, as I did there at the bottom, is the liability. With MOPERM, the most that you can get per statute with them is sovereign immunity limit, which is around $2,000,009 in January of this year coming up. Travelers and Tokio Marine HCC, we can actually get up to $10,000,000 in umbrella coverage with them. And my concern for the county as we move along, sovereign immunity only covers state acts, and usually only along the lines of general liability or law enforcement. It does not cap claims such as federal lawsuits, i.e. sexual misconduct or a claim brought against the county on something that falls into a federal court. That could go higher, and then you wouldn't have coverage beyond the $2.9 million that MOPERM affords you now. Then also cyber coverage, which if anybody's read anything in the news at all, municipals have become definitely a target for cyber claims. Currently, we have 100,000 in coverage on that. MOPERM is now available to sell you up to $1,000,000 in coverage for that. We are suggesting that at a minimum, you look at $1,000,000 in coverage for that. Travelers matched up MOPERM's bids, so they are at 100,000, but can easily go to the million or more. We also have standalone markets that could do that at a higher amount as well. So that would be something, again, that we can visit at another day, but matching it up so you can make an easy decision on coverage for coverage and also deductible, more importantly, per deductible. The Traveler's quote is quite competitive.
Am I reading this correctly? The Traveler's quote is over $100,000 less than the MOPERM?
Correct.
And it's the same deductible. Is it the same coverage?
Yes, sir.
I mean, everything's exactly the same.
They're going to have different forms, of course, on that, Mr. Williams, but the thing is that, you know, matching them up as best we can. MOPERM and Travelers are comparable with each other.
Is how I just feel like we gotta be missing something at first.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I feel like we gotta be missing something.
Yeah.
You
have other counties that are with Travelers. I know I've visited.
You know, we don't. We actually have them with another carrier that we're not placing any new business with right now, and we're getting ready to look at movement on those. You know, I think the thing to understand here, and this is no pulling punches against MOPERM. MOPERM was created as an act of legislation when there was a hardship back in the late 70s. Early 80s on placement of coverage, and since that day, things have changed. And there's just a lot more market out there than there used to be, and that evolved probably in the last 10 years. Moperm basically is a market that has to take you in the state of Missouri. If you got nowhere else to go, they have to take you. So what's happening is they also can't get rid of people. So if you've got really bad losses, they still take you. And so in the case of Taney County, you guys have had extremely, extremely good loss history. Your sheriff is doing an extremely good job over there with the jail, as I brought up earlier, and updating things as well, which we went through. And so you're kind of getting adverse selection playing against you. And that's what the rates, in other words, there's no rate difference between your county and another county that may have bad losses. So in other words, Moperm, I went back to them saying, is there no change in the rate? You know, this is great, got great loss history and everything else, and there was no change to their rate like other carriers may be able to do.
Well, I started to ask that, but I just assumed if we had a good loss ratio that we would receive it like in health insurance in our bid. You're saying that we're given the same as a county that...
Is that because it's a trust and not
It's a public entity pool, and they have to act by state statute. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're getting that. So that's been the barb, if you will, for some time with clients that have good loss history. And let's face it, the jails in a county are the hardest thing to insure.
Anything that's current or ongoing, does it, I guess it reverts back to the previous carrier at that time?
No, what we have is an occurrence form. We made sure, because sometimes you brought that up, and I have that in the liability on that first statement. We made sure that both Travelers and Tokio Marine HCC were quoting occurrence form versus a claims made form, which is what you get into in carriers a lot. And Moperm is very unique in that it offers occurrence form on everything for liability, and so we did match that up. So there's no gap in the liabilities moving forward. In other words, you'd be with Travelers or Tokio Marine or Moperm, and the claims, if they were filed later, would go back to Moperm.
Okay, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's no gap at all or worry of that.
Right, no gap. I was making sure that it was... Mm-hmm.
What's ongoing is...
Right. And then what is their attorney pool?
Basically, Travelers will usually work with whomever we deem a lot of times. I've not found them to be hard on that issue. So as long as Travelers has been around, and their regional head has been very involved in this with me, after this account, both Friday and Saturday. And so the thing is that they're based in Kansas City, so we usually get very well play with them on what we want to do.
And you may have this in some of the forms and everything. How large of a company would you say Travelers is?
Top three or top five in the world, I'd say. With Tokio Marine, they're in the top 10.
So, I just wanted on the record.
Yeah, you've got definitely high quality markets there.
Administratively, how are they?
Fine with us. We've been dealing with them probably since 05. I don't have any problems with them. They'll deal direct through us, which we have a relationship, and Don and I had discussed that they'll come directly through us on that relationship with Anita, my assistant, usually handling any changes or any of that. They also assign a claims liaison. They usually want to visit you probably once a quarter in person. So I look for even more involvement than what you've been seeing.
And this policy would be from when to when?
January 1st or 12/31, whatever that date is. Sorry on the clarification of that. Mm-hmm. But it would be for 1 year. And then, again, they're guaranteeing the renewal subject to loss ratio. 40%, though, I usually deal with about a 25 to 24% or lower loss ratio for a rate guarantee. We negotiated a 40%, which I thought was very giving.
It's a given for me.
Me too. I'm just wondering. I just want to make sure we're not missing something.
Yeah.
And no offense to...
If I remember right, I think if you left MOPRM, you could not come back for 2 years?
Is it
three?
Three years. And then after that, they would have to take you back.
Now, with it being a trust, and is it MOPRM whom we receive a check from every year? Is that right?
A dividend?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How much is that usually? 25, 30? Okay. So that doesn't make up 100 and some of them?
No.
And I was even thinking it was greater, but it still didn't make it up.
Right, still doesn't make up the difference.
Mm-mm.
Dawn, do you have any...
I know really all... What you guys know here is really what I know on it. That's a lot. That's a large number difference.
It's a large number difference. My fear is we know what we have with MOPRM, and so we're trusting you to steer us in the right direction.
And I'm trying to offer it up to you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying
to
step in front of it here either.
I agree with that. I'm not. You're presenting. You're not. I know. Whenever there's that big of a difference, what's the saying? If it's too good to be true, it usually is. Right?
Well, and I would say if there was just one market,
yeah.
Right.
But you got
two markets. I'm just wondering if I'm missing something, if I'm not grasping something.
So MOPRM knew we were looking around, and they couldn't make an adjustment for us unless they made it for all counties, is the way I'm understanding.
Correct. And I not only let them know up front we were bidding, but when we get loss history, that's usually a red flag. And I went to them and told them that the commission had asked me to go out, and then I made a follow-up call even last week to them personally myself, saying... Yeah, you think you got problems here.
Mm-hmm. What do you need from us? Just a vote, this final decision on a renewal for property and liability carriers. So that number includes both property and liability?
Yes, sir.
Same coverage?
Yes, sir.
Don, you've looked at this and went over it. You didn't see anything that would give you concern?
At this time, I don't have any concern about switching them.
Okay.
If the number is proven
that
I see that,
then that's different. Okay. Well, it looks like you've done very thorough research on this.
We have.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, do we just need to make a motion to move forward with Travelers Insurance for the property and liability for 2020 as presented?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm glad we were able to be of service to you.
Thank you for all your work on this. I may, a lot of papers here, and I may go over them and have some questions, if I may.
Anytime any of you have any more questions, I'm at your disposal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be careful driving. Has anybody been outside? What's it doing? As
I came in earlier, I was saying right before 9, it was already starting to pile up on the windshields on the cars and the car lots and stuff. So I think it's going to get worse as it goes along.
That's no good.
Thank you for your support on the road and bridge.
No problem. Thank you.
Rodeo.
Taney County Health Department update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Our largest update.